Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Thank you very much, Kate. And a reminder of our WhatsApp number. It is 0870 32 32 32. And if you haven't had a chance to save that into your phone, do, because you can send us a message anytime to RTE Radio 1. Now, pressure is continuing to build on Mary Lou MacDonald to answer questions on how her party handled the case of a press officer convicted of accessing child abuse images. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has called on the Sinn Féin leadership to make a statement to the Dáil, while two junior ministers have written to the Ceann Comhairle requesting Dáil time is made available. For more on this now, we're joined by Philip Ryan, political editor with the Irish Independent. Hello, Philip.
Good morning, Claire.
So Mary Lou MacDonald has said now that she's ordered a complete overhaul of governance procedures within Sinn Féin following on from all of this. What's the latest on whether she will address the Dáil on the matter?
Well, as far as I understand, we have these two ministers from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, Anne Rabbit and Jennifer Carroll McNeill, who've written to the Ceann Comhairle, Sean O'Farrell, asking him to use one of the standing orders to essentially set aside some time for Ms MacDonald to make statements in the Dáil and presumably for the leaders of the other parties to respond. Now, as far as I understand, it is in the government's will, or it is in the government's power order to, if they wish to set aside some time for statements themselves, they can do that through the business committee, which sets up the Dáil time. Now, that has met last week to sign off on this week's schedule, so perhaps that would knock it into another week, which I don't think either the opposition or the government would probably want. But it is there. The government could go to the Oireachtas Business Committee and say, we need to set aside an hour of Dáil time for, let's say, statements on child welfare and political parties. And that could then be used for a space for Mary Lou MacDonald to address this issue in a public forum in the Dáil.
Do we have to be careful how we're viewing this entire issue, given that we feel, and we're not sure yet, but it certainly feels like we are coming very close to an election campaign starting?
Yeah, for sure. Look, I think it's fair to say, while a lot of the comments from the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been that they don't want to make a political football out of an issue as serious as child welfare and child abuse allegation, child abuse conviction, rather, of somebody, there's always a victim involved in these issues too. It certainly feels that the issue is being used as a sort of a political tool, or with the election approaching, to damage your opponents over this. But at the same time, it is also a very worrying chain of events that have led to this, and have led to the leader of a political party saying that the governance and how her party deals with this situation needs to be addressed and overhauled completely, which is quite unusual, you would think, in the year 2024.
Do you think that the matter, though, has cut through with voters here? I mean, clearly it is a headline issue in Northern Ireland, being covered a lot here. We're talking about it this morning. Is it getting through to people, though?
I suppose it hasn't been top of the news agenda, and I think in some of the government parties, they've been scratching their head and wondering, why isn't this being the headline news at the top of every news bulletin and the front page of every newspaper since it emerged in recent weeks? There's been a lot else going on. It kind of fell around the time of the budget too, so that kind of there was perhaps a little bit of attention elsewhere around then. It certainly has taken off in the north. Michelle O'Neill had to address the issue publicly yesterday. It has been on the front page of every newspaper up there and in all the bulletins. It is a serious issue. The original allegations against McMonagall are very serious. And then this idea that the British Heart Foundation was dragged into the middle of it as well by this guy getting references made by two fairly senior officials within the Sinn Féin. And there is also some outstanding questions regarding whether the British Heart Foundation called Sinn Féin seeking to check these references and someone spoke to them. So I think it's one that could rumble on for a little while. You'll certainly see the government party seeking for more transparency from Mary Lou MacDonald on this one. Whether she will go before the Dáil if requested, I don't know. I texted a Sinn Féin press officer just before this, and they said to listen to another radio station where she might be on News Talk, where she's given an interview. So, look, I'm not sure where it goes from here, but there will be a little bit more of this one to rumble on from now and whenever the election may be.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that. What's your latest election best guess, Philip?
Well, it's hard to know. The government leaders met last night, as they do regularly before their cabinet meetings to discuss the issues of the day. And as far as I understand, there was no talk of the election at that meeting. So that knocks it on again for another while. We have the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, jetting off to Washington, D.C., this afternoon at some point to meet Joe Biden, a little bit more reduced trip because of the hurricane that they're experiencing or preparing for over there. And then he'll be back in Ireland again. There also, you would expect there will be a little bit of progress made on the various pieces of legislation, whether it be the finance bill or the social welfare bill. That will happen over the coming days, and we will see how quick that happens. And if it's guillotined, those pieces of legislation are kind of rushed through the houses of the Oireachtas, and that will give us an indication of where things are. But it is hard to see at this point how the government continues into the new year.
Okay, but in terms of a date, and I mean, it's anyone's best guess, but later in November, earlier in November, what do you think?
I think at some stage, probably mid to, like, I think you're looking at the dates, the 15th to the 22nd there, or maybe even the 8th, that they're all Fridays, if indeed he decides to go on a Friday. They went on Saturday the last time. But once he gets back, like we as we speak, we know he hasn't decided to call an election, so he'll be back later this week. Like, potentially he could jump off the plane and go into and get his car and drive him straight to the Oireachtas and ask for the Dáil to be dissolved on Friday morning, mm-hmm. which could tee us up for November 1st election.
Well, we know Fianna Fáil already anyway, because we had those pictures of Micheál Martin on his posters that our colleague in the newsroom, Fiacra O'Kioni, had published or managed to get hold of. Mm. They're all just waiting for a date, aren't they? They're all ready at the starting line.
Oh, for sure. Look, and at the same time, we have billboards of Simon Harris and election candidates up around Dublin too. And Micheál Martin, despite saying that he wanted to go next year, he has a fair old pile of posters, like you say, ready to go, with a new slogan for Fianna Fáil, rather, as well, to move together forward, or forward together, I think it was. And they certainly are prepared. And look, It's one of those instances you either fail to prepare or prepare to fail. And I think that's why all the parties, not just the government ones, the oppositions as well. And I spoke to TDs who have worried about if they've spent so much money already that if it goes in to the new year, they mightn't even have the required funding to fight an election come late January or February.
Well, so that's looking less and less likely. I think we can all agree on that. Listen, Philip, I also want to touch on your front page story in The Independent today, which says that since February of 2022, we've had 790 Ukrainians apply for asylum rather than the special status, the temporary special status that was granted to those fleeing the country. So what are the concerns at government level around this development?
Yeah, so there has been and always been since the war in Russia kind of a two-tier system of how we treat people fleeing various regimes. The Ukrainians were offered protection under an EU directive, the beneficiaries of temporary protection, which originally allowed them to have all the state supports that an Irish citizen would have, whether that be your job seeker allowance, whether it be a state pension or whatever welfare rates were there. After some years, it was established the state had very much been out of kilter with what other countries across Europe were offering people fleeing the war in Ukraine. So it was decided to reduce the payments for people who from Ukraine here to the same as what an asylum seeker from any other country would get. And that is the situation at present. What happened in recent weeks at a cabinet committee meeting on the issue of migration and Ukraine and asylum seekers, it was pointed out by officials that there could be unintended consequences from this, in that some people who are, let's say, living in state-supported accommodation, Ukrainian people who are in state-supported accommodation, have to pay for some of the various services that people in international protection centres, reception centres get. So, like, we're talking Wi-Fi, we're talking laundry services, we're talking even transport, maybe medical appointments and things like that.
And the medical appointments themselves.
Yeah, and the medical appointments themselves. So there's a bit of a shift in which side, let's say, essentially was benefiting more. So the fear was that if you take all these benefits from the Ukrainians, that they might go, oh, maybe it's easier and maybe I can get a few more benefits if I enter the regular asylum status system.
Philip, thank you very much for taking us through all of that. Philip Ryan there from the Irish Independent. Coming up next is Manchester United looking for a new manager, Miguel Delaney, on difficult days for Erik ten Hag.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.